The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
A private company has submitted plans to Fingal County Council to create a third terminal at Dublin Airport. DA Terminal 3 Limited, the company owned by Ulick and Des McAvady, is going to submit full plans for the terminal, it says, within the next 6 weeks. And Ulick McAvady joins me now. Good afternoon, Ulick.
Good afternoon, Anton.
Ulick, you're at this a while. This is not the first time you've tried this over the last 20 years. Are you more optimistic about your prospects now than in previous iterations?
Yes, we are. Well, I mean, remember, a lot of water gone under the bridge since then. I mean, remember, we predicted the growth of Dublin Airport 25 years ago, but not everyone agreed with it. But it's clear now that the 40 million cap is going to be, even if it is granted by the Fingal planners, it'll be breached very quickly after that because its growth is phenomenal at the moment.
But that argument can be delivered on by Dublin Airport's own growth without the situation changing for you in respect of an independent terminal. Why do you think there now may be an opportunity for that when there wasn't previously?
Look, the Oxford Economics report very clearly set out that a third terminal, A, is needed in the short time frame, and B, that it would be the best interests of Ireland's economic future to have an independent third terminal. But also it identified the Western campus as the place where it is cheapest, easiest and less disruptive to the travelling public to create the terminal.
But again,
government's own report said that. That's not me.
But this is something that you have been saying for some time. I mean, it was back 2008. You were definite about it. You said, and I quote, "Our land is in the boxed zone for it, so it's just a question of when." You were absolutely sure. And at that point, you were hoping the competition authority would side with you. That's a long time ago. So why do you think the mood music has changed?
Things have changed in competition law as well. You saw the competition law case there on the car park, which is more fundamental. The terminal is a competition issue as well. And maybe the competition law may look at this again now in light of their new powers. So
it does seem something of a flip-flop on your part, though, because it's not that long ago that you were trying to dispose of your holdings in that area.
We offered the DAA the opportunity to buy the lands because we don't want to stunt the growth of Dublin Airport. It's essential that they have Terminal 3 and built and open within 5 years.
But the 70 million that was available wasn't sufficient?
Not at all. No. Derisory. They offered us more 20 years ago to get out of their way, you know?
They don't seem to be particularly eager, reading between the lines of any statements they have made, about the prospects of an independent terminal. They said the McAvaddies have sought to sell this land over several decades and are seeking to develop it. Effectively, we wish them well and it's over to the planning authorities, but it doesn't form part of our plans.
Yeah, well, they would say that, wouldn't they? You know, it's very obvious to anybody, including the Oxford Economics report, the master plan for Dublin Airport was drawn up in 2001, 2006 by Sedgwick Owens Merrill, Stanley Associates and other consultants. And the master plan recommended the Western campus for any future development after Terminal 2. Now, that was a government commissioned report.
Look
at their own report and then it's all there.
Is it your hope in this that you will ultimately get the planning, or is this a gambit to increase the sale value so you can dispose of it to the airport?
Ultimately, we'd hope to get the planning. We would like to build the terminal, and the only thing that's stopping us from doing it is DA.
Now, at this stage, go ahead, Ulick.
Yeah, they did say publicly there was no problem with access to the runways some time back, and it'll be really up to the Competition Authority or the Commission for Aviation Regulation to decide on what price we pay for that access, you know?
You have submitted what is being described as a concept plan rather than something that is fully worked out to the detail required for final planning permission. Why not the latter?
Well, because we have other things to catch up on. For example, the environmental impact statement has to be done yet. That's not completed. But the concept is essentially the bones of what we intend to do. So it's a very detailed concept plan, much more detailed than you'd normally do before you send in a planning application, you know?
And it strikes me, though, if you've held this land since 95, surely in that 30-year period you would have taken it to detailed planning before now, or at least had the plans ready to go.
Well, first of all, in 2007, they opened Terminal 2. So the need for it was moot at that time. But the plans were in the offing and they were ready to go by early this year.
Although that's not what you said back when they opened Terminal 2. You were still very much pushing for a Terminal 3 and saying that the need was very much
there. I actually welcomed Terminal 3 in public on television, where I said, yes, it was badly needed and it should be done, and that the terminal expansion was a vital part of Ireland's economy.
Indeed, but you also said that it was insufficient and that a Terminal 3 would still be necessary.
Ultimately, it was going to be found wanting in the short term, and that has proved correct.
Where did that end with the Competition Authority? Because you took the Competition Authority, yes, or you brought it to them to try to force DAA's hand in giving you access to the runways back then.
Yes, well, what happened was the then regulator was a man called Bill Perfisca, and he called us into a meeting and said that the government didn't have the funds or weren't allocating the funds to him to do a full investigation, but he would look at it sometime later. But that didn't happen, unfortunately. He left as commissioner then and nobody else picked it up since. But we may very well revisit the competition aspect of it. You know?
And why did the appetite for the fight go from you? Because I would have thought even if Perfisca was gone, you could happily have approached his successor with the same kind of energy that you were applying to him.
Why did it go? Well, it didn't actually go away. It's just that they didn't have the funding and the law to do what they needed to do. Now they do. So maybe we may very well revisit now if we have difficulty, but I don't expect we will have difficulty.
What about the relationship between you, DAA, and the major customers of DAA, Ryanair and Aer Lingus? How is it that you haven't been able to create a consensus of the willing around this project?
Well, Willie Walsh was a great supporter of the concept. We had, indeed, he wrote publicly to support us, and we have the letter on file in our office. So he has actually supported it as chief executive of IAG, you know?
Indeed, but he has long since gone from IAG. You now need Michael O'Leary, and you need...
They've changed their... Well, Michael O'Leary was never interested in anything but something cheap and cheerful. That's what his interest is. He doesn't want an expensive terminal, as he said himself. Not in his interest.
And your capacity to win over Kenny Jacobs?
Yeah, I haven't met Kenny. He's left Ryanair now. Of course, he's now running the airport, so we'll see how much he gets on with him. He'll do all right for them.
But have you? What I'm wondering is the way that you describe it is you describe it as if it is the silver bullet solution for all of Dublin Airport's problems. This is done with private capital. It access the runways. How is it then that you haven't been able to get the scales to fall from Kenny Jacobs' eyes?
I don't know. That's a question for the government. You know, the government are the deciding factor in this. It'll be up to the government to make a decision whether they're going to have, whether they're going to follow their own Oxford Economics report. They commissioned it. We made submissions. The DAA made submissions. And the report lays it out there clearly and succinctly.
The
Terminal 3 is needed, and B, it should be done now.
And if
and
it does happen
on the Western campus,
it is going to cost, by your estimations, 2.2 billion euro. Where does that money come?
Well, we're talking with a large number of funds have been in discussion with us. Once we get to go ahead with planning, it'll be no problem funding it, in my understanding.
As in, you have enough people lined up who are willing to cough up the 2.2 billion that will be needed. You just make the call.
We have. Yes, we believe we have. Yeah.
And how long before we will see the more detailed planning application, Ulrich?
Oh, in a matter of weeks. It's been worked now.
Well, we will undoubtedly watch this space. Ulrich van Gerwaerde,
thank you. We'll be meeting with Fingal County Council first to discuss our concept plan and see what their suggestions. We will listen to their advice on the matter, you know.
Ulrich, thanks again.
Not at all. Thanks, Anton.
That was Ulrich McAvady, who is, of course, the man behind the proposed concept plan, as it now is, for a Terminal 3, a private terminal at Dublin Airport. And as you just heard there from Ulrich, his intention would be that in the next number of weeks, a more detailed planning application would go in before the local authority.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.